So we haven't done a story about the TSA lately. There was a crying 4-year-old girl accused of carrying a gun by TSA officers after she hugged her grandmother while passing through security. The Mail Online says that of all the many complaints about airport security and the TSA, one of the most common is that they make little distinction between plausible security threats and passengers unlikely to be doing anything wrong. A recent incident in Wichita, Kansas, has reinforced that argument, as a 4-year-old girl was apparently subjected to a humiliating ordeal after she hugged her grandmother while she was waiting in line. The girl was accused of having a gun and declared a high security threat, while the agents threatened to shut down the whole airport if she could not be calmed down. When asked about the overbearing treatment the girl received, a TSA spokesman did not apologize and insisted that correct procedures had been followed. Looking at a picture of the little girl here, Isabella. The 4-year-old Isabella horrific experience in Wichita earlier this month was recounted on Facebook by her furious mother. The family was in Kansas for a wedding and traveling home to Montana. The mother and her 2 children had passed through security when the grandmother was detained after triggering an alarm on the scanners. Isabella then, according to her mother, excitedly ran over to give her a hug, as children often do. They made very brief contact, no more than a couple of seconds. The young girl was immediately detained by security agents, who apparently shouted at her that she'd have to be frisked too and refused to let the mother explain what was happening. The officer, apparently, here's where the gun part comes down. The officer said she had seen a gun in a teddy bear in the past and in an apparent attempt to justify the situation. So, anyway, there's our TSA at work, as usual. You know, 99% of the time they're doing a good job. They're doing what TSA agents should be doing. But in this case, I'm sure there was a bit of an overreaction. A gun and a teddy bear, not. But it looks like they certainly did overreact. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.